All right. Obviously, you know, our thoughts and prayers are first and foremost with Coach Fox and Robin and the family. It was great news to hear that, you know, he went through the procedure this morning and is out and recovering. So we're happy to hear that. And obviously, I've been asked to serve as the interim head coach. I will continue to be the defensive coordinator. Can continue to call the defense, but obviously, you know, my duties have been expanded. And you know, I would say that, you know, for us, we believe we have a good football team, a bunch of good veteran leaders in that locker room, and you know, we're on a mission. We're on a mission to carry on and continue the things that you know, Coach Fox has instilled and started with this football team. And you know, this is Coach Fox's team. I'm merely you know, the person that's able to keep it running right now while he's healing, and you know, and very honored to be in this position. So, you know, with that, questions.
Will you make your decisions based on things you think John Fox would do then, or will you have to be your own man on those type of things?
I've got to be my own man on things, but you know, Coach and I share a lot of similar beliefs. I've worked with him for a long time. I understand his philosophies, and so there aren't many that are very, very different.
Head coaches seem to like to have their thumb in every pie. How much will you get involved in the offense?
No, I think what we're doing, Adam Gase and the staff are doing a great job on offense. I'll be aware. I'll provide a sounding board, much like Coach Fox did for Adam to bounce ideas off of and whatnot. I will obviously, I think it's imperative that the head coach be connected with the quarterback. I will definitely have communication with all the quarterbacks and especially Peyton. And I think that's just important to have that communication line open and that exchange of information. You know, it's just important that you get that done. So, like I said, my roles will be expanded. I will be the defensive coordinator. I will lean on the staff to do a little more. And but collectively, we've got a good group here. We've got a good group of coaches, good group of players. We're committed. We're on this mission, and we'll carry on. And that's what Coach Fox would want. I mean, he wants us to, you know. And speaking with him yesterday, you know, he's like, "All right, man, you're going to be all right here." And he's asking these different questions and making sure. And like he is very selfless, you know, thinking about everybody else, and he needs this time now to really take care of himself.
John Fox is a colleague, somebody you know for a long time. How big a shock to your system is absent?
Well, yeah, I mean, just really grateful that this was brought to his attention and that he was able to handle this, you know, in advance of something worse happening. So, grateful from that standpoint that he's able to seek the treatment that he needs and be able to kind of put this behind him.
Has this been an emotional weekend for you in terms of just hearing about all this stuff?
Yeah, you hear the news at first, you know, you're reaching out wanting to just know, hey, is everything okay? And then ultimately leads to, you know, him needing to have this procedure. So, sure, a lot of different emotions. But first concern for Coach and his family. And then second, you know, eager to do what I can to serve and to help this football team, you know, carry on and continue to win.
Jack, well, you were aware of the procedure that needed to take place, and it's pretty common that the coach will wait till after the season. Any coach would do that?
Was I aware
of his ailment
prior to the weekend?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know specifics about it. I was aware. That there was something that he was going to address at some point, but I had no idea the severity.
Jack, did you ever think about delegating responsibilities as defensive coordinator?
In terms of
maybe spreading that around?
We'll spread it around a little bit. Yeah, we'll take care of those things. But in terms of play calling, I've been a head coach and a play caller before, I think for the way we're situated right now, that's the best way to go forward.
As he gets further away from the surgery, how much of it all will you consult with him about the organization?
Yeah, I think all those things will kind of naturally take place, you know, once he's recovering and able to either be here or to be on the phone. I think that'll all naturally kind of progress.
How difficult of a challenge has it been for you in the past when you were calling the defense and the head coach? Because a lot of them see offensive head coaches. You know, we saw Kubiak last night.
Yeah.
Plenty across the league, but there's not a lot of defensive head coaches that call the defense. How big of a challenge was it?
Well, the biggest thing is you just don't have the ability to turn your back to the field and coach your guys on the sidelines. So you lean on your staff there. That's really the biggest thing is that your eyes need to remain on the field through the course of the game. And you know, beyond that, you know, the way we put things together and the way we operate, it's very inclusive with the staff already. So that will continue.
How much do you think you'll lean on Richard Smith to expand his role?
Yeah, a little bit, because Richard has experience, has been a coordinator in the league and all those things. But, again, we already lean on each other. I mean, we already do those types of things, you know, take in his experience. All of the coaches have input into the game planning, and so that will remain very, very similar, very, very consistent.
How did the players react to the meeting this morning? What was kind
of
the response you got from them?
Well, we went from the meeting out to practice, and in practice I thought we had a pretty solid practice, and I think the guys were relieved to hear that the coach was in the recovery room. And so beyond that, I think we're all just wanting to take care of business and wanting to carry on and make Coach proud.
This isn't necessarily an easy situation for you personally in that, you know, a lot of times when you get jobs, you inherit a team that's on the bottom and you get to work it up. Here, this team is already doing really well. Was there any, were you hesitant at all about taking
the job? No, I wasn't. It's a great opportunity. Like I said, a really good group of players and coaches. And, you know, it's an honor to get the opportunity to lead this group, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, we have a good team. We have high expectations, and you know, we'll embrace all of that. I think for us, the main thing is just focus on the process. You know, we've got a lot of work to do. We've got, you know, a lot of challenges ahead of us to finish this year strong. And, you know, we're right here at the halfway point, you know, coming off our bye and looking forward to a division opponent hosting us on Sunday.
You've obviously done this job before. What's your belief in what a good head coach is, or what do you need to do to be a good head coach?
Well, we're going to need to, you know, be good about communicating. Obviously, you know, being organized and guys understand exactly what is expected of them. And those are things that Coach Fox has done a great job of, and I will just continue that.
You mentioned everybody stepping up, whether it's coaches and players. Wesley Woodyard specifically, can you describe his role on your defense as a leader and how in these days with you doing stuff with everybody, he needs to step up as a team leader even more, even though he's already?
Yeah, and everybody. We talked about that today. Even the young guys, we need everybody to be at their best. And that's really what a football team is all about. You know, each guy doing his part, each guy growing throughout the course of the year. As a football team, you want to make improvement through, you know, steady improvement throughout the year. And there's certainly a lot of growth in front of us that we feel we can accomplish. And, you know, we're just going to come in here and work at the process day in and day out and take care of our business.
With Woodyard specifically, can you describe his character amid adversity and how he helps the team?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Wesley's a terrific leader for us, a playmaker for us on defense, and you know, we expect him to do his thing. You know, we don't really need anybody to do more than they're capable of, just do their job to the best of their ability, and that's what we're asking.
John, do you get the sense a little bit that the team, this could be a rallying thing for the rest of the season as far as Coach Fox?
Sure, hopefully. I mean, I think we all want to make him proud. You know, we all wish him a speedy recovery, and the best way we could honor him and honor that is to go out and play great football.
Is this a situation where you keep the player side of it and the environment and the schedule and everything the same as it's been all year, but things more change in the exclusive coaches' hours here?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much, you know, the blueprint has been established, and pretty much, you know, carry it on with what we have established here.
How stressful is this job, and how do you or any coach deal with it effectively?
I think you do the best you can to, you know, to make sure you're working out and eating properly and all the things all of us need to be doing, you know, out there. So I think what happens is quite often, like John was talking about, you put yourself at the back of the list in terms of priorities. But you know, eating well and the physicals that we take here are pretty extensive, and so that's all good stuff, good feedback on what you need to be doing, and eat properly and get your exercise, get your rest, and where you can. And but that's the world we live in, and we understand that.
Coach John said that he reached out to Ryan Grigson to kind of get a feel for how the Colts handled things. Yep. Last year, did you reach out to anybody in the coach?
Not yet. It's but I intend to. Certainly, I know Bruce, and he did a terrific job last year. And so, yeah, I hope to be able to make contact with him and pick his brain on that a little bit.
Is it a wake-up call for you? I mean, with John and especially with Gary last night, or maybe change anything about the game?
Not really. No, I mean, I wouldn't call it a wake-up call. I guess I would say it was something to see. I mean, it was a little bit of a shock to see it happen. But it's life, you know. I think, we're coaches, but we're human beings, and things happen in life, and you try and do the best you can, to take care of yourself and the situation the best you can. And so I think the fact they both happened on the same weekend will draw a lot of attention to it, I'm sure. But we're people, coaches are people, just like everyone. It's really a slice of life.
Head coach added to defense coordinator. Are there more hours in your week you can work, or do you have to be more effective in working those hours?
No, I mean, we already pushed the hours pretty good. I don't know that you need to add hours, just reorganize how they're being spent and make sure that I'm efficient with my time. But fortunately, I've been blessed with pretty solid work ethic and understanding of how to manage the time. So I'll put it together, and we'll work at it collectively.
Jack, once Fox gets through this initial recovery period, you anticipate some phone calls, some chats?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you think that's good for him to do that, to still be engaged?
Well, that'll be up to somebody else to determine. I mean, I welcome the calls as soon as we can share those conversations. And I just, how much and all that, I think that'll all be determined at another date.
Okay.